Federal Cabinet last night signed off on emissions reductions targets to take to the Paris Climate Summit later this year. Reports this morning suggest those targets will amount to a pledge to reduce emissions by 26% by 2030, less ambitious than many had expected and lower than much of the rest of the developed world. The US has proposed 26 to 28% by 2025, Canada 30% by 2030, and Europe 40% by then. We've yet to hear what Labor's targets would be, but the figures reportedly agreed to by Cabinet are not surprisingly well short of those the Greens would like to have seen. The former Greens leader Christine Milne, who quit the party leadership in May, yesterday formally resigned from the Senate after more than 10 years in the federal parliament. Christine Milne joins us now from her home in Tasmania. Christine Milne, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Michael.
Now, your target was 60 to 80% by 2030 and zero net emissions by 2040. That was never going to be the government's position, but is the target reported at 26% by 2030 a surprise?
No, it's no surprise because it effectively is about 19% by 2030, which we should have been doing by 2020 at the very least. So it's just more of climate recalcitrance by the Abbott government, and it's going to cost Australia dearly financially and in terms of our standing globally. Financially, because we're sinking billions into coal and into assets that are going to be stranded in a very short time. The Abbott government are shocking economic managers for this country and really cutting off the future, which is in the conversion from coal to renewables.
Well, a good part of their argument is, of course, economic. With the economy going growing at just 2.3% this year, with unemployment at 6.3%, is now the right time to be putting more stress and strain on the economy?
Well, you wouldn't be putting stress and strain. You'd be putting a big accelerator under the economy. If you said to everyone, we've got a climate task to achieve, let's actually convert this economy to a low carbon economy as quickly as possible. Let's invest and build renewables across the country. Let's retrofit buildings to be clean buildings. Let's get on with high speed rail. Let's move to electric vehicles and more public transport. Imagine the excitement you would get. I mean, this is the equivalent task that Kennedy set the nation when he said, we're going to be on the moon in a decade. We set that kind of excitement. Imagine how many young Australians would see a big future in a different headspace and different technology space, different growth areas. And instead of that, we've got the Abbott government saying, let's just keep investing in coal and coal mines, making the planet worse. And costing people jobs in the long term.
The Environment Minister Greg Hunt yesterday told this program that the government has already achieved 47 million tonnes of reductions with its direct action policy, and that Australia is one of the few countries to have met and beat the Kyoto 1 target, and we're on track to beat our 2020 target. I mean, he's right on all of those fronts, isn't he?
Oh, look, you know, listening to Greg Hunt, it's really embarrassing. If you go outside Australia and look back in and you just think, you know, what is this man saying? First of all, in Kyoto, we got an increase on greenhouse gas emissions when every other country took a cut. We got 108%. In other words, we could increase our emissions. And our excuse was, oh, we're so coal dependent, we couldn't possibly cut emissions. And that's the same excuse that they are using now. They knew at the time that they would make that target through a reduction in land clearing in Queensland. It was a con job for the rest of the world then, and they continue with the same sort of con job when it comes to land use emissions and have done forever. What we have with our minister is a global embarrassment because the rest of the world knows Australia is just a recalcitrant on climate and is not going to pull its weight. And the fact is, there is a carbon budget for the planet if we're going to restrain global warming to less than 2 degrees.
It is true in Australia, though, isn't it, that coal employs a lot of people, 50,000 people directly.
Coal has been slashing jobs left, right and centre. And when we had our clean energy package, part of that was a just transition to get people transitioning out of coal-fired generation and coal mines into new jobs and new opportunities. Now there is none of that, and the coal industry is busy absolutely slashing jobs everywhere, and at exactly the same time spreading the same propaganda that the tobacco industry did for years, creating doubt, all this nonsense about coal helping the poor out of energy poverty, is a public relations line spun by Burson Marsteller, having been paid for by Peabody Energy. And every time it comes out of the mouth of Joe Hockey or Tony Abbott or anybody else, just read for that, here's Peabody Energy.
Okay, well, your targets, which are obviously ambitious on the other end of the scale, would they be more attainable, do you think, if you had supported the previous government's plan for an ETS?
They would be nowhere near in reach if we had supported a carbon pollution reduction scheme, because it would never have reduced emissions in Australia, because the price would never have been high enough to drive any transformation. The clean energy package, on the other hand, was driving substantial transformation. We had brought down emissions in the energy sector, and that's the key thing to Greg Hunt and Tony Abbott. How are you going to bring down emissions in the electricity generation sector dependent on coal with a ridiculous plan to take the money out of taxpayers' pockets? On Greg Hunt's claim that his direct action is reducing emissions, the overwhelming majority of the projects that they have paid for out of direct action were already pre-existing and had been developed under the clean energy package that the Greens and Labor had actually legislated. We're watching a terrible sleight of hand here with this government, and it's going to cost not only us but future generations dearly, because going slow on climate now means you have to go very fast in massive dislocation later. And we're already spending billions on drought relief, flood relief, fire relief, and so on, when you count in the absolute cost of climate compared with what it would do to the economy to give it a real boost to transfer now, you see just what recalcitrants the Abbott government are.
Okay, can I just ask you quickly, you resigned from the Senate yesterday. We heard from your from a fellow Tasmanian Senator, Jackie Lambie, about her son's problem with ice. Is that a bigger problem in Tasmania than elsewhere in the country, do you think?
I'm not well enough informed to say whether it's a bigger problem than elsewhere in the country, but it certainly is a big problem here in Tasmania and especially on the northwest coast. Senator Lambie is quite right about that. It has been identified for some time that we need significant assistance in Tasmania addressing this drugs issue.
Okay. Christine Milne, thanks very much for joining us. We'll leave it there.
Thank you, Michael.
And that's the former Greens leader, Christine Milne, who resigned from the federal parliament yesterday.